This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. By now, you've heard that on Friday, the U.S. House of Representatives joined the Senate in moving toward a speedy repeal of the Affordability Care Act, the ACA or Obamacare. But wait, before you turn down the radio because you are sick of hearing about the ACA, give me a few minutes to explain why you really need to care about this, even if you have insurance through a government program or through work. You see, this isn't really about them, those people you don't know. It's about you, even if you have good insurance. The ACA cut the number of uninsured people in every single state. In many states like California, it cut the number in half, but the uninsured aren't the only ones who benefited. While the cost of health insurance has risen, it's risen far less than recorded averages. If we get rid of the Affordability Care Act, the cost of insurance for families and small businesses will mushroom. More importantly, the ACA has focused payments to doctors and hospitals on the quality of care they provide, not the quantity of care they provide. They are paid to get you and keep you better, not to give you more and more and more tests. And if you're one of the 133 million Americans who have cancer or heart disease or maybe a prior head injury, all pre-existing conditions, the Affordability Care Act assures that you can't be denied coverage or charged exorbitant rates. And if you're under 26 or have kids under 26, they will no longer have access to your insurance. Did you know the ACA also defines minimal essential coverage for all of us, regardless of who provides the insurance? Medical insurance must cover major medical expenses. It covers visits to the emergency department, stays in the hospital, maternity and newborn care, mental health and addiction services, rehabilitation, laboratory services, pediatric services, and perhaps most importantly, preventive services, such as immunizations, mammograms, and the like, all of which have no out-of-pocket costs. These will no longer be required. They will be replaced with, well, who knows? One thing, though, we can bet on is that the role of government in monitoring and assuring quality of care will be gone. We've learned time and time again that health care and profit simply do not mix. Whether it's a pharmaceutical company, an insurance company, a doctor, a hospital, the relentless drive toward making higher profits is a major force. And without rules and guidelines and outside monitoring, the public has been taken advantage of, often with serious risks to their health. And this will happen again shortly. So this isn't about sour grapes. It's about the government doing its job to assure that every citizen receives basic health care so that they can work, contribute, and enjoy their life. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second